came in. No, we don't.
Well, a house off in the distance somewhere, they'd say it was
painted. Not haunted, painted. They were painted houses, but they I never did think so. I never did believe in, I don't believe in haunts or haunts, do you? You believe in a haunted house? You believe there is such a thing?
Yes, ma'am.
How come?
Well, I mean, it's been proven. I've read all sorts of books about it.
I have too. I read all of, I've read so many books about them, but I don't believe there's such a thing. I know, remember, when I was at my brother-in-law's out of town, this woman would come, and I reckon I was about 13, 12, 11, 12, but they would sit and she'd tell tales about people being, they would bury them, and they'd come alive, and then folks would say, well, I believe she wasn't dead. We'll dig up her body. And they did, and that she had cut herself by, she was alive. They buried her alive and broken the glass, the coffin and casket, the coffin or casket. And I would be literally scared to death. Now, and I don't believe that was so. But she would tell it. She'd say it was the gospel of truth. She'd do everything but swear by it. But I don't believe that. Would you believe that?
No, ma'am.
I wouldn't. Tall tale. Are you ready for your meal?
That looks nice.
Thank you. It is gone. She was might enjoy that. She likes blue and her sister likes brown. So the girl that made my pattern. So I reckon I'm going to have to make her a white and tan one, am I not?
Yes.
And this is washable too. I'm going to get me a zipper and put in there so that she can put her stuff in it. I'm not going to stuff it. You know, it costs so much to mail things now. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Much as that.
Where do you mail things at?
Hmm?
Do y'all have a
post office?
Out here?
Yeah, not. No, we're going to have to go to town.
Now, the place where you get books in town is the
library. We've got a real pretty big library. And then our college library. You haven't been in there, have you?
No, ma'am.
You know about our Senator Stennis, don't you?
No. Yeah, I know who he is.
John Stennis.
Yeah.
Boy, you'll have to come back and go and see his collection. He's given so much up there.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking bad.
Probably nothing worth anything, though. Just a bunch of his old letters to his secretary telling him how much he loves him.
Aren't you ashamed? No, things of historical value to Mississippi.
I doubt that.
You want to bet?
Has he got any tapes in there?
Mm.
Now, you catch a train at the
depot.
The rail.
Railroad. You get the train if the dick catch it, and we used to have a train from what ran from the college to Artesia. The biggest hay shipping port in the world was at Artesia, Mississippi. Did you know that? There are a lot of things first in Mississippi that we have been on a low limb so long till they did not recognize us, give us recognition of the fact. But Mississippi and Artesia, Mississippi was the biggest hay summer shipping center in the world, railroad.
The biggest hay shipping center.
Right. Ship more hay from Artesia, Mississippi. That's right. It's right over yonder. They're right out from Columbus.
Well, you know, Ray Charles is from my hometown.
Yeah, he is.
And Ray Stevens, too.
Ray Stevens.
And we're the pecan capital of the world.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of pecans here, too. Well, this dairy, Octavio County, is the dairy summer of the Mississippi. We are the, at one time, we had more dairies than any other county in Mississippi.
Well, we have more liars per